if you took a live Lost by Ramblers show and you hear all this sound and these drums and guitars and all different kind of sounds coming out, and you just turned it all off and unplugged it, boom, you have an acoustic Cajun band.
That's Louis Michaud.
Plug it all back in and you have Lost by Ramblers.
When Louis and his brother Andre Michaud started Lost Bayou Ramblers, they'd been playing music for years, since they were kids, with their father and uncle's very traditional band, Les Frères Michaud.
Andre and I were raised in Les Frères Michaud, the Michaud brothers. We played with them professionally from about 13, 14 years old, but you know, we sat in before that.
Louis says their dad basically threw them up on the stage and made them learn the songs.
So we were raised in and around Cajun music, but to me it was just a part of life. No one told us it was ever special, or you know, you never met many other young kids that were in that same kind of scene.
Young people called the music chanky chank, old folks music, something you heard at the VFW or the community center.
Oh, look at my grandson, he plays accordion, aren't you proud of him? Yeah, when Lost by Ramblers first started in 99, we were definitely not cool. I'd say people of our age and of our generation were like, what are y'all doing? Why are y'all starting a Cajun band? You know, and there was no young Cajun bands at the time except Fufale, and they were like six. They were literally smaller than their guitars.
Louis says people didn't embrace the Lost Bayou Ramblers until they stopped worrying about what their music was and started feeling it. When you listen to Lost Bayou Ramblers, you hear what Louis and Andre Michaud grew up listening to. Cajun music, of course, but also classic rock from their dad's record collection and everything on the radio, from Michael Jackson to Led Zeppelin to Weird Al Yankovic to Jimi Hendrix.
You can't isolate any music, especially not Cajun music. This is a very American music. So by us being able to tap into both of our musical worlds and bring them together, we're actually, to me, doing Cajun music more justice because it is an American music that's been born in within those same sounds.
Louis sings all the band's lyrics in Cajun French. It's a language he says he had to bust his butt to learn by going up to Nova Scotia, where Acadians originated before being expelled to South Louisiana. Louis's great-grandparents spoke French, but their kids, Louis's grandparents' generation, were discouraged from learning it. In fact, Louis and Andre's great-grandparents were teachers, so...
They were the ones who were enforcing the laws that you could only speak English in school. No other languages could be spoken or taught. So it was that whole time of Americanism, and my dad and his generation learned on their own as part of that revival.
It used to be the term Cajun, which is a sort of abbreviation for Acadian, would have been considered an insult. Today we embrace it, but this word encompasses a huge mixture of histories and peoples. Yes, Acadians, but also Creole French, Creole African, Native peoples, Spanish, German, and Italian. What unites Cajun culture is the language.
Cajun French is such a beautiful language. It's such a piece of who we are in South Louisiana. It's really the mother language that adopted all the other cultures and has become the transmission of culture.
Which is why the Lost Bayou Ramblers sing in Cajun French, and not just their own songs. The idea behind the compilations en français is to take classic rock songs, whose lyrics people already know, and sing them in Cajun French. It's important to Louis Michaud that the language keep going.
It's just not the same trying to transmit Cajun culture in English. There's so much more depth and specifics in Cajun French that are lost in translation. You know, and if you don't have the original language moving it forward, you're missing out on a lot.
Language is one crucial thread binding the Lost Bayou Ramblers' music to the traditions and people they come from. But Cajun music isn't a museum piece. It's an active, changing genre of American music. And the Lost Bayou Ramblers aren't just entertaining. They're transmitting culture, making sure it lives on and keeps growing. For WWNO and Louisiana Cultural Vistas, I'm Eve Abrams.
traffic, mo.